Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the local show that's all about the issues of aging. For 25 years on KFBK, 30 to 35 years doing this, talking about the issues of aging. You can pretend, you can sit there and just pretend that it's never going to happen to you or your mom or dad or grandma and grandpa. You can continue to just be an idiot and pretend, yes, you heard that word, and just pretend that it's not going to happen to you. Or you can say, I don't know what's going to happen, but I've had family and friends and people that I know and love at the end of their life not do well. And by the way, I'm drinking some coffee, decaf, because I have an icky throat this morning because of hay fever, and so you may hear me drinking from a cup from time to time. Like that. I don't apologize for it. I need the liquid. So, and we have a great coffee machine here at the office, and I'm doing this from my office as I usually do. I miss being in the studio. Those were the good old days when you could be in the studio. In fact, I used to have people come up and join me in the studio. Listeners who would, you know, sign up for a lottery or whatever. I don't remember how we did it, but I used to bring a couple people up and we'd sit in the studio and we'd do the show. I miss those days. I miss the intimacy of being able to take calls. It's one of the reasons why I like doing webinars is it in effect. And by the way, my next webinar will be on, I don't know, it's the first Wednesday in November, which is the 6th. At least that's what it's scheduled for right now, is the 6th. So, that's one of the things I like about webinars is I can take questions. It's hard to do that on the radio because this is pre-recorded. And I don't even know what I'm going to say sometimes, and let alone what be able to get you in on it sometime. But it is what it is, and I'm here, and we're going to talk about what I always talk about, which is what happens to somebody when somebody you really love, your spouse, your husband, your wife, your grandmother, your favorite aunt, one of your kids. I've seen a lot of people have their children, you know, somebody 80's got a 60-year-old son who dies or daughter who dies. I had a gentleman in my office, you know, a little bit ago who was over 90 and has, you know, kids and has a spouse that's ill. It's going to happen. And I feel like I should be able to close the show right now, but I've got to do another 23 minutes. And I just should close the show with that fact. My last newsletter. How many of you get my newsletter? If you don't get my newsletter, you should go to my website. I'll give that to you in a minute, but right now I'm going to have a sip of coffee. I have to make noise. Otherwise, the computer will stop recording and the radio will stop because they think it's what's called dead air. So my newsletter this week, it's free. You should go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and sign up. It's free. I have so much information on this available, more than probably anybody in the country. My Facebook page is loaded with stuff and more stuff and more stuff on the issues of aging, articles. Let me see if I can get Facebook on my phone here while I'm doing this. And see if I can get Facebook on here and just give you some of the idea of some of the stuff that's on my Facebook page. Let me get on there and I go to Assets and Aging and I go to Assets and Aging and go to, okay, now I'm on it. Okay, so here's articles. I have articles on here about getting old. Here's an article from, I forget who this is from. Everyone wants to stay home. This is some valuable insights. And the keys to aging at home, frank conversations and financial planning. That's on my website. I have another one called Assisted Living Facilities versus Nursing Homes. What to know about cost and care. That's a video that you can watch. Here's another one. The crushing financial burden of aging at home. Those are just what's the next thing? The madness of California, Prop 35, which is a new thing. Don't vote for Prop 35, is my opinion, and my opinion only. How wave of new dementias may be fueled by common culprit. That's an article attached. Case study, a family navigates the aged care financial maze. And so on. There's so much stuff on there, plus my Facebook Live videos. And there's always a place on there for you to sign up for a workshop or an appointment or call me or do whatever. But my Facebook page is really good, folks. It's filled with lots of... How do you get there? Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. I'm going to have some coffee here. I have to make noise. I know. I'm not being rude. I just have to make noise. Otherwise, the computer will shut off because it thinks I'm done. My workshops are free. I don't understand why every workshop isn't full. I do them every Saturday at 10:30. You go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and you sign up for one. Or on the first Wednesday of the month, I may change that next Wednesday or next month because I'm having some foot surgery done, and I may move that. So next one may be a little different. But it's... There's so many opportunities for you to learn. Let me read you the first couple sentences from my newsletter, which is free, by the way. So much of what I do is free. I don't charge for my newsletter. I don't charge for consultations or appointments. I don't charge for webinars. I don't charge for all kinds of stuff. And I don't charge for a phone call. You know, you call your attorney, the clock starts running the minute he picks up the phone at $450 an hour. You can talk to me about an issue, and if it's something I can help with, I'll talk to you, and it's free. I've always thought that was a pretty good thing. Now, yeah, some things are going to cost you money, but a lot of information and direction and education is free. But you have to take advantage of it. You have to get off your butt and get to the webinar or the workshop or set an appointment to come and see me with the family or whatever it is. So I'm reading from my newsletter. No matter how hard you try, no matter how many vitamins you take, no matter how often you rest, no matter how healthfully you eat or how frequently you exercise, you will grow old. It is all but inevitable. I don't care what you take. I don't care how much you exercise. I don't care what you eat, you will get old. Your next birthday, you will be older than your last birthday. From the minute we're born, we start the process of getting old. The middle is pretty good. The end could be good. It just depends on what you've planned for and what you've done and all that kind of stuff. You can exercise all day long and you can eat kale all day long and people still get dementia. 10,000 people a day in the United States develop dementia, turns 65. How many of those people are going to have dementia of some kind? 10,000 people a day in the United States turn 65. Good coffee. I'm making that up. At any given, there's 5 million people in California that have some form of dementia. Just somebody with dementia. All of us do. I can't tell you how many friends I lost to dementia. I can't even begin to tell you how many people I know who have been lost to dementia. I don't know who else is going to, and I have people in my office all day long who have dementia. You're going to get old. This is from my newsletter. I prefer to look at it as if you're lucky, you will grow old. It means you will never die young. It means you're in the process of experiencing what will have been a full and complete life, even if its later stages are all that remain. The process of transitioning from a long adulthood into old age happens gradually for all of us. Sometimes suddenly, but gradually usually. In any given moment, it can be hard to recognize when it's happening at all. But that old age also brings increased risk of frailty, risk of dementia, risk of ailments and injuries, and diminished capacity. So it's important to remember, while growing old is always gradual, the loss of independence that it so often precipitates is often abrupt. It only takes one fall, it only takes one stroke, it only takes one something, and all of a sudden you move from aging gracefully to not knowing who your children are. And if you think, I haven't been around a lot of families where the children are in the same room and the parents don't know that they're who they are. They think they're strangers. Many of you have experienced that, have seen that with friends or other families, or it happens. And it's going to happen to you. And again, I'm done with trying to cajole people into doing something about this. Before I did the radio show, I just had somebody come into my office and we talked for a while. And somebody yesterday, same thing. We talked for a while, and yeah, they acknowledge they're getting older, and they acknowledge dad's getting older, but they want to think about it some more. And I went, okay, go think of it, because I don't beat people over the head with it. What do they think? Dad's going to get younger? Do you think dad's dementia is going to go? Well, dad only has a little dementia. There's no such thing. That's like saying you have a little cancer. You either have cancer or you don't have cancer. You've had a heart attack or you haven't had a heart attack. You have heart failure or you don't have heart failure. Dementia is progressive, granted, but it progresses at different speeds, and it happens to lots of people. There's no such thing as a little dementia. I can't tell you how many times I have sat in my office with families, and clearly either mom or dad has dementia. I'm not a doctor, but I can tell. And the family all ignores it, just pretends that person is up on the conversation, knows what's going on. You know, and I'm sitting there looking at all of them going, what in the world? What in the world? What in the world? What in the world? And how many of you are doing that in your family? How many of you, you know, you're worried about the stock market, but you're going to spend $100,000 a year taking care of mom or taking care of dad? I can tell you the simplest way to not do that is have a plan. People don't believe me when I tell them you can spend easily $100,000 a year taking care of an ill parent or grandparent or Aunt Tilly or whoever it is. They don't believe me. But those of you who are going through that, this is when I wish I was in the studio and I could take calls. I would give a lot to be able to do that again, but we just don't do it that way anymore. This is the way we do it. So, what are you really facing? Everybody's going to get old. You know, you can chase returns and you can worry about the stock market and you can go buy insurance products and annuities and you can do all that stuff. And none of that will stop you from getting old. None of that will stop you from needing care. None of that is going to make a difference when dementia strikes or a stroke strikes or a heart or just becoming frail. I had somebody come into my office the other day. I was worried from the time I watched them come in because they could barely walk. They were using a walker. And there's an art to using a walker, and this person wasn't doing it correctly. And I really thought between the front office and my office, they were going to fall. And then they decided when they got into the office not to use a chair. They decided to turn the walker around and use that. And the whole time, all I could do was see them falling. And I know they've fallen. I didn't ask them how many times they've fallen, but you know it and I know it because we've all witnessed that. I didn't ask how many times this person has fallen, but I can guarantee you it's been a lot. I can just guarantee you it's been a lot. Who in your family is falling? Come on. And how many times do you think a member of your family has fallen, but they've lied to you and said, no, no, everything's fine? How many? How many times? Come on. Some of you listening, how many times, how recently did you or your spouse or your grandma or somebody fall? Come on. Answer the question honestly. Don't make up stuff. What are you really dealing with in your family? Not what we hope. Not, oh, it's only a little dementia. Mom isn't so bad right now. But she's going to get really bad. She's going to get to the point where she doesn't know who you are. Mom is going to get really bad. I mean, mom is going to get really bad. Or dad, or whoever it is. But we continue to pretend it's not going to be so bad, and therefore, we don't have to worry about it. Because it's all going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not going to be okay. And you know it, and I know it, and the family knows it, and the cousins know it. And your brothers and sisters know it, but nobody wants to talk about it because it'll make mom or dad or whoever it is feel uncomfortable. The hardest part is telling one spouse that the other spouse has dementia. The children don't like going there because they're trying to tell their mother, who is okay, that dad is being strange. It's a hard conversation, folks. It's really difficult. How many of you are afraid of having it? I have clients all the time that are terrified of that conversation. When they have to look mom in the face and say, Mom, it's not safe. It's not safe for Daddy. Or Daddy, Mom is, it's not safe. Mom is doing weird things. How many of you are willing to have that conversation with your loved ones? I mean, really have the conversation. I can help. I moderate a lot of conferences, family meetings. When people come to my workshops, I encourage them. I implore them to get to one of my workshops and bring the family. When people come in to see me, I implore them to bring their family members. You know, I've got a workshop on the 5th, and then I've got, this radio show will be on probably right before my workshop because they start at 10:30. You won't make that one, but you certainly could make the one on the 12th. You certainly could make the workshop on the 12th. All you have to do is go to my website and sign up. Get a pencil and paper. Come on, get a pencil and paper. If you're not, it's assets, assets, and and, aging, aging, assetsandaging.com. And that's my website. And you can go to my website and you'll find what my next workshop is and when my next webinar is and how you can set an appointment. You can do all of that on my website. You can look at my Facebook page on my website, assetsandaging.com. If you're not computer literate and you want to get to the workshop or you want to come in and see me, just call me. 800. Here's my number. Write it down. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Somebody that you love is going to fall ill. Somebody is going to need care. I had somebody in my office this week that has spent $100,000 in the last 13 months taking care of a parent. $100,000. That's not a made-up number. Yet I just got, because they came in and planned, I just got someone on Medi-Cal, and they're paying a little over $1,700, and that's all they have to pay for the nursing home, not $12,000. Because they did a little planning, and they said this could happen to us, and when it did happen, they were ready to go. Now, I had somebody the other night when I was doing the webinar, somebody said, well, what about the 30-month rule? And I said, there is no 30-month rule. There's no 3-year rule. There's no gifting rule. There's no asset rule. It's just knowing how to do it and having a plan to do it. But you actually have to have a plan. And that's where I come in. That's what I'm really good at, is helping you and your family. This has to be a family deal. It's helping you and your family put together a plan so that when dad or mom or grammy or grampy or whoever it is starts losing it, starts to lose it, starts to do things that we don't like to talk about, you're prepared. It's not a secret. And if you're in the beginning of that stage, you're really lucky, because you're in the beginning and there may be things we can do. After somebody has full-blown dementia, it limits our options dramatically if we haven't done any planning. But if you're listening to this, you have this great opportunity to get to my office, get to a workshop, get to a webinar, call me on the phone, do whatever you need to do so that you have a plan in place. So when this happened, people say to me all the time, I don't want to be a burden on my children. Okay, what have you done to not do that? Well, what do you mean? Well, what steps have you taken to make sure that if your children need to take over, they know what to do? It's not a burden. They're already ready. You have a family plan in place. What's your family? Well, I don't have one of those. I just don't want to be a burden on my children. Well, do nothing, and I'll guarantee you that'll be a huge burden on your family when they're trying to figure out what to do when the ambulance is on the way, because you haven't had this discussion. Take the time to get to a workshop. Take the time to call me and set up an appointment. Take the time to sign up for a webinar. Take the time to do those things while I'm still here and you're still here, and we both kind of still have our marbles. And we can sit down and together draft a real plan for your family, a plan that will operate and function when the time comes as it's supposed to. Or you can sit around twiddling your thumbs, picking wax out of your ear, and say, well, I'm just hoping it all works out okay. That's a burden on your family. If your plan is you just hope it's all going to be okay, you have guaranteed your family in crisis when it happens. As a parent, you have been irresponsible for not allowing your children to help plan your aging process, to be a part of what's going to happen as you age and become more frail, or somebody you know and love does. So you have a couple options. My next workshop is on the 12th. It starts at 10:30. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, and you can sign up right there for my workshop. You can sign up right there for an appointment. You can sign up for my next webinar. Or if you're not computer literate, write my phone number down, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Do it now. Write it down. Get to my website. Get into one of my workshops. Come in for a free appointment. Bring the family. And begin today to deal with the issues of aging. Whether you like it or not, you're going to get old. Whether you like it or not, you may become frail. Whether you like it or not, you're going to not be able to do what you used to do when you were 25, when you're 80. And if you don't plan, then you've become a burden on your children. Don't do that. Take the time now to set up an appointment, get to a workshop, get to one of my webinars. Be active. Be a planner. Don't be someone who's reactive. Be active and plan today for the day when you can't plan for yourself. 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, or assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. It's a privilege to be here. Thank you for allowing me into your car or home or wherever you are. And thanks for continuing to listen to me here on KFBK, the greatest station in the nation. Thank you so much. See you soon. Bob Scrivano, 800-999-8007. Have a great day. See you soon. Bye-bye.